Between July 1975 and September 1977, Wayne Township in Allen County received over $1,100,000 in federal revenue sharing monies. But a careful examination of federal and local records by WoWo reveals the township may have received as much as $650,000 too much, apparently because its tax revenues were overstated to federal officials. Revenue sharing allocations are based on tax figures from previous years as supplied on federal forms. In this case, the tax years involved are 1973 and 1974. The documents we have obtained show that in 1973, the government was told Wayne Township's taxes totaled $1.4 million. In fact, taxes totaled about a fourth that, or about $318,000. In 1973, the documents indicate the information came through forms filed by Wayne Township trustee William Cooper and through follow-up phone calls from Census Bureau officials to assistant trustee Paul Berghoff. Those same forms for 1974 show a report of over $2 million in taxes, when actual tax revenues were about a seventh of that, or about $337,000. In 1974, the documents indicate the mix-up apparently came when the Allen County Auditor's Office, and not the Trustee's Office, supplied the erroneous information. But in both years, the Trustee's Office verified the incorrect figures, and they were verified long after Trustee Cooper should have known they were way out of line. In fact, we have a copy of a letter from the Director of Revenue Sharing, Bernadine Denning. And in the letter, Denning notes that in 1977, Cooper was still verifying the incorrect 1974 $2 million tax figure. The letter indicates federal officials obtained their information over the phone and not by examining local records. When we asked Cooper why he was still verifying the incorrect figure 3 years later, he said he didn't know. Revenue sharing official Jack McGuire admitted to us few checks are made to see if the figures reported on the federal forms are right. But he told us last Friday that because of our questions, federal officials are investigating, and Wayne Township may be forced to repay as much as $260,000. But McGuire added the other two-thirds of the money probably cannot be recovered, since after a year, the books are closed by law. Doug Fisher, WoWo News. A careful check of local and federal records by WoWo shows that between 1975 and 1977, Wayne Township received as much as $650,000 of revenue sharing money it apparently should not have gotten. That's because tax figures reported on federal forms were inflated from 4 to 7 times their actual value. Mistakes were apparently made in both the Allen County Auditor's Office and in that of Wayne Township trustee William Cooper. But the fact remains, we have federal documents showing that as late as 2 years after Cooper received his certified, correct tax figures from the auditor, he was still certifying incorrect figures to the federal government. We asked Cooper how that could happen.
I write down what the damn white people send me. That's what I put down. That's what I turned in. Why it has got $2 million damn dollars, I don't know. You ask them. You ask the smart white people.
You know what your budget is. You know how much
I know what my damn budget is, yeah, but I don't understand what I don't understand even why you're here, man.
I'm asking you how.
And I resent your attitude.
How it was possible to.
I don't know. I turned in on those reports that the federal government send me. I write down exactly what I'd get from uptown.
Fine, but this was 2 years after you turned in
that
report.
Yeah, so what?
And you, at that point, you should have known that you didn't have $2 million.
Yeah, there's a lot of things
revenue.
You should have known too. You should have known that you don't have no right to come in here and make no false accusations.
I'm not accusing
because
you
I'm
of
going
anything.
To call a news conference for tomorrow afternoon, and I'm going to expose you. But I don't appreciate no damn bite. I don't give a damn whether he's white or black or whether he's the president of the United States or a ditch digger. Accusing me of nothing.
I'm not accusing you of anything.
That's exactly what you're doing.
How is it possible?
How is it possible? I don't know.
Revenue sharing officials tell us that if indeed Wayne Township got more than its proper share of money, other area governments likely got less. And in the end, the potential loser is you, the taxpayer. Doug Fisher, WoWo News. If Wayne Township got as much as $650,000 more in revenue sharing than it was entitled to, as a WoWo examination of federal and local documents indicates, who are the losers? The answer is you, the taxpayer, whose tax dollars make up revenue sharing. Revenue sharing official Jack McGuire told us Wayne Township's apparent overallocation could have two effects. It could have caused other government units in Allen County to get less money than they deserved. Or it could have increased Allen County's overall share, meaning less money for governments in counties like DeKalb, Whitley, and Adams. In short, some budget-strained government somewhere might have faced service cuts or higher tax bills because of the Wayne Township mistake. So far, local officials haven't been able to determine how the original mistakes were made. But Allen County Deputy Auditor Mary Kay Kemp wonders about the method federal officials use to check the reported tax figures.
As a public official, I wouldn't depend on a phone call or a conversation over the telephone to supply me with reliable figures for a federal report. What I would rely on is the certified figures that are given each year during settlement, and those certified figures certainly don't come close to a $2 million figure, more like $350,000.
But federal officials do use phone calls, and revenue sharing official Jack McGuire tells us they only check if a tax figure violates a historical pattern. That means they can miss things like Indiana's tax freeze, which significantly reduced Wayne Township's income. If this sort of error could happen with a relatively small township government, could it also happen with the other 38,000 governments around the country that get revenue sharing? The answer to that has a direct bearing on how your tax dollars are spent. Doug Fisher, WoWo News.
The Revenue Sharing Office is improving its procedures for preventing overpayments such as those apparently received by Wayne Township. The office is speeding up the implementation of a two-year-old federal law that requires auditing of the tax collection figures from each local governmental unit at least once every 3 years. Robert Childers, a spokesman for revenue sharing, told Group W News that the office itself has not been able to monitor the nationwide program closely enough because more than 39,000 local governmental units are involved and the entire office has fewer than 200 people. Meanwhile, with the auditing system not yet fully in place, Childers says revenue sharing can use all the monitoring help it can get.
Certainly, the fact that WOWO uncovered this thing has been primary to our doing anything about it. There's no doubt about that. WOWO, I think, is to be commended on there. They're looking into it to the degree that they did.
Childers says federal auditors and lawyers are looking into the overpayments to Wayne Township to determine how at least some of them should be repaid. Jerry Udwin, Group W News, Washington. Federal officials say they intend for Wayne Township to return some of the revenue sharing overpayments. Revenue sharing spokesman Robert Childers told Group W News that the township does appear to have received more revenue sharing money than its tax collections dictated, but that federal officials do not believe fraud was involved.
We have no reason to suppose that there was anything other than error involved. At this point, we don't feel that there was intentional fraud or anything like that.
Childers said there are at least two ways for Washington to get the money back, either by asking for it in cash or by adjusting downward the amounts the township otherwise would have received in future years. Total overpayments to the township appear to have been about $650,000. Revenue sharing officials say the law apparently allows them only to collect for the most recent overpayment period. That is about $260,000. Jerry Udwin, Group W News, Washington.